This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Good morning, folks. Hope you had a great weekend. We have a great show lined up for you today. To start off this week, we're going to visit with Guy Williams, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. We'll talk about a bunch of things relative to graduate loans, British tariff deal. We'll talk about, obviously, the most recently announced deal with China. We'll talk about whether or not nerves are calm and cool, collective, out at the Federal Reserve. And we'll also talk about the bounce back of the market and what that means. We're going to visit with Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer, about the 2025 rookie minicamp, but a surprise announcement on Saturday. Derek Carr announces his retirement. We'll talk about the financial conditions of that deal and what that ultimately means to the Saints organization as it attempts to free up salary cap and makes them a little bit more nimble than what they would have been had Mr. Carr stayed on injured reserve or some other status with the team. Andrew Gillen, research fellow at the Cato Institute Center for Educational Freedom, will talk to us about student loans. There's the Department of Education is resuming its efforts to collect on defaulted federal student loans. And we'll talk about what that's going to look like and how they will go about doing same, which I think is going to be very interesting to see how that will ultimately be implemented. I'm going to start off this morning talking about a couple of things. First, the governor has asked the executive director and CEO of GNO Inc., Michael Heck, to take on the Louisiana, LIT, and that's going to be the container facility down in St. Bernard. There's no doubt that the Louisiana International Terminal is a transformational project. And as with most transformational projects, there are things that are going to move very easily, very smoothly, and there is going to be a number of friction points. One would expect that to happen. And it's just about bringing cooler heads together in an attempt to reach some compromise where everyone gets something of what they need. I don't think anybody wants to discount what the community's concerns may or may not be. There's going to be projected huge upsides, and there will always be, relative to development, some issues, or if you want to call them downsides. They exist with every project. Every new neighborhood, if you were to go build 1,000 residential homes as opposed to the lit, you would have the same issues, possibly even some of the same impact, maybe in some cases even worse, because they intend to build a road to try and relieve that traffic. Others could go and develop large tracts of land in St. Bernard if there was a demand for new housing and drop 1,000, 2,000 homes there in a relatively short period of time and not do a thing. Not an expansion of a two-lane road, not an expansion of a four-lane road, not an expansion of any road at all. No additional schools, no additional shopping centers, no additional anything in the short term. And that's an example of how a project such as this, which may at first blush by some folks be more amenable to their way of thinking, that in the short term would be more disruptive to their community, the fabric of their community, the feel of their community, than the Louisiana International Terminal. And then you have those who are in the business of deflecting because they want to make sure that they are participating in consuming some of the juice. These are the individuals that you have to be very worried about, because these individuals lurk in the shadows of any type of project that's out there, whose position on any little nuance of a project or the entire project is subject to change depending on whether or not they get to drink a little juice from the glass. And you see these in all of these projects as well. You see the misdirection, you see the evasion, then you see counterattacks. I'd love to break it down to simple things: deflection, denial, evasion, counterattacks. You can apply that to almost any strategy that's out there when it comes to the development of a project. But if we want to move from a third-tier city to a second-tier city, we want to utilize the infrastructure that we have available to us. Everyone knows how important the Mississippi River is. At some point in time in history, we exploited the assets that we have. And oftentimes, it takes a fine-tuning or maybe a new project to do some of the same, to stay current with the technology in the manner in which things enter the stream of commerce and how we conduct commerce worldwide in order to what? Stay current, to be relevant, to continue to provide jobs here. Because without that, we are nothing. We are zero. Then there arrives a battle as to whether or not it ought to be on the East Bank, on the West Bank, in Plaquemines, should it be in St. Bernard. There are advantages and disadvantages to every single location, no matter what kind of project you work in. It's rare that everything aligns 100%. And the reason I bring that up is that you want to make sure that you're not falling prey to deflection. Because folks will talk about things as being strengths when ultimately they really are weaknesses. They know it. Everybody knows it. A little puffing going on. Because everybody wants the what? They want the juice. My suggestion is, and I think it's a good choice of Michael Heck. Whether he takes it or not, I don't know. Bringing people together, putting them in the same room, compelling, legitimate conversation. not conversations about how to kill a deal. Conversations about how to accomplish a deal. Where folks' needs, necessities, things important to the quality of life there. You know, it's interesting. I think what there's two refineries in Chalmette. I got to imagine at some point maybe some people were actually opposed to these things. I remember in the boom years of Chalmette, didn't hear much opposition from folks down there about refineries. One would think that that might be a little bit more intrusive than containers, right? But it seems to have worked out okay. It seems that they've been good corporate partners. It seems that they have paid their fair share. It seems that they step up when they need to. There are challenges there, obviously downsides there. What's interesting is you don't hear a lot of people talking about shutting down refineries. They've grown accustomed to what is there. Yes, it's going to require government to hold everybody's feet to the fire to make sure that they deliver on what they say they're going to deliver. But take a wait and see attitude and let's see where that ultimately goes. And I do applaud the governor for asking Michael Heck to get involved. I think he brings a lot of credibility to the table. That's not that the port doesn't, because they do. They didn't get to where they are and the success that they have with shoddy leadership. In fact, to the contrary, they punch above their weight on many different fronts. But sometimes it takes new blood to get off a dead center. And I don't believe that this is a commentary about any of the folks that are involved. They're all well-intentioned. They all kind of understand where this is going. It's not like this script hasn't been written before. We have competitors that have done the exact same thing. They understand how the markets are working, how the stream of commerce is laying itself out, and they're going about to stay out in front of the curve, which is what we ought to be doing here in Louisiana as well. The other thing I wanted to talk about was an interesting article that came out in Black Source Media. I guess it's a digital publication. The author is C.C. Campbell Rock. I understand that one of the owners of this is also an owner of the WBOK station with Troy Henry. And going back to what I said before about deflection, denial, evasion, and counterattacks, this is very interesting, as it seems as though they set out to try and attack the credibility of J.P. Morrell in leading an effort to strip power from the mayor and also to be a disruptive force. As they point out here, Henry Consulting LLC, a black-owned firm, relative to a $74 million sanitation contract. And throughout the article, it talks about how this is about race and this is about politics. And they go on to say that J.P. Morrell refused to bring the matter before the council for a vote. Well, he's only one council member. He can't prevent a vote from being taken before the council. They don't point that out. You know what else they don't point out? And of course, they're saying that this is to help a white business owner, right? Sidney Torres. What they don't point out is, as I recall, Councilman Eugene Green said he was going to bring it up, and then he changed his mind. And none of the other black council members decided to bring it up. So how is this about race? Of course, that goes right to, right, deflection. They're trying to deflect from what the real issues are, which are the terms and conditions of the contract and how they got to those favorable terms and conditions of the contract for Henry Consulting when all other previous garbage contracts did not reach the same favorable spot for those vendors as they did for Henry Consulting. Which one could be more about race? I wonder. But there's not a simple, there's not a single time where they talk about this in this article. That Mr. Green said he was going to bring it up. He didn't bring it up. He could have brought it up. He didn't do so. You ever wonder why that is, right? Then they attack Mr. Morrell. And I quote, Morrell claimed the contract had a myriad of problems and accused Henry Consulting of switching subcontractors after winning the award. He told WWL Radio, no one checked the bona fides of these companies. No one scratched the surface. They're talking about, you know, these media interviews that they're doing, and they're doing it with conservative talk show. You know, what's interesting is the article fails to mention as well that Mr. Morrell actually went on WBOK. For those of you that don't know, it's a black radio station. It's black-owned, black radio station. They don't talk about that at all. I used to go on WBOK when I was a sheriff. Used to go on with Gerard Stevens once a month. Never stepped away from it. They were an important part of my constituency, and if that's where they were getting their news, I wanted to be a part of it. Because it's the right thing to do. All of a sudden, it's not the right thing to do here. Why? Because this is about more deflection. They're trying to move you away from the terms, the conditions, the details of the contract. There were comments made on my show that they had never talked to the mayor. I'm told on their show, they said that they did. In fact, they told the media, ultimately, that he went to the mayor, Mr. Henry, that is. Now, why would he say one thing here and one thing there as more and more information was starting to reveal itself? And then we had testimony from members of the Cantrell administration who were compelled to tell the truth because they understood that there were some possible downstream consequences, implications that they wanted no part of. And then we started finding out about a multitude of meetings. And not only meetings with the folks who would have to implement this contract operationally, two of which said they would put this back out to bid, but private meetings that they were not involved in. So why is that? And why would they pick on J.P. Morrell only? I've had Freddie King on my show, Leslie Harris, Eugene Green. I've had Oliver Thomas on my show several times. In fact, I'm one of the few that has never taken Oliver to task on the fact that he has a felony conviction. Because under the law, he's entitled to run. I'm not a hypocrite. I attempt to be fair to everyone. And anyone who wants to come on this show, the mayor included, but she notified me that she, long ago, many, many years ago, she had no interest in coming on the show. Which, to me, meant she had no interest in answering tough questions. Okay, she has every right to do that. Don't care. The show goes on. I'm not going to not talk about the issues because she decides that she doesn't want to address you, our listening audience. Shame on her. It's an opportunity for her to tell her story. If you don't believe in your story and you can't tell your story, you can't articulate your story, then what are you doing in politics? So now it's bad, I guess, if you're a black elected official, to actually talk to conservative talk show hosts. That's bad. And it's even, as they say in the nine, more bad if it's about a black contractor. What universe are these people living in? I would hope, and I know that the electorate of this city is more mature than this. They really are. They're more mature than this. They are not going to be deflected. You want to move the ball? Answer the questions. Like, why would we pay you in advance if you're doing the work when we've done that for no other garbage contractor, whether black or white? Why would that be? That's a very favorable term. Why would we negotiate away half of the value of the contract for the purposes of a performance bond when we've not done that in recent times at all? Yes, we can do that under the law, but we haven't. And the simple question is, why have we done that for you? When in previous contracts, the administrators under the Cantrell administration told vendors, no can do, that does not serve the best interest of the city by any stretch of the imagination. So why are we doing that? All people are asking are for answers to these questions. When asked of the top members of the Cantrell administration, what we get is hamana, 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 hamana. We don't get an answer. You can tell their level of discomfort when confronted with these, because they participated in the conversations where they told both black and white vendors, no can do. So in the end, we're simply asking about Mr. Henry's privilege. And what privilege does he have? And why? And what is the meaning behind this privilege? What is the motivation of the city administration to grant this privilege to Mr. Henry? So let us not be fooled by smoke screens talking to a conservative talk show, because I guess all of the other black members of the council are subject to be putting their toe in the water of the Uncle Tom pond. Is that really where we are in 2025? And I know that each and every one of them going WBOK as well. This is a bad thing? Or is it a good thing to address all the members of the electorate, all the citizens of the community, to be as transparent as possible and not even think about race or ethnicity? I'm very proud as a talk show host of this talk show that I know there are a lot of differing ethnicities and races that are part of my audience. I respect them all, and I appreciate it. Maybe some writers of these articles should do the same. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
So the stars finally started to line up for the Mid-City Bayou Boogaloo, which is this Friday, May 16th, Saturday the 17th, and Sunday the 18th. And joining us to talk to us about it is Jared Zeller, founder and producer of the 18th annual Mid-City Bayou Boogaloo Festival. Jared, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, Jared, if we can get the weather to cooperate, then all things will be good, right?
No, you can do everything right when you're producing an outdoor event, but that is the one factor that can change, make or break you.
Absolutely. So we had a couple of hurdles to get over. Talk to us about that and what the final situation is.
Well, thanks for asking. You know, I've been running this track for 18 years now, so used to a few hurdles. I'm sure you can appreciate, getting permits in the city of New Orleans is not for the faint at heart. And, I think what people need to appreciate is there's more than one permit to get. There's lots of permits and lots of licenses that one must acquire to host a festival. And so, you know, we got past it. You know, certainly we had some negotiations to do with neighborhoods, and we always do that. But this year it took an interesting turn. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of stakeholders involved. And I think, you know, the neighborhood and the council member appreciated that. And we were able to find a compromise and move forward.
You know, I just talked about maturity, and when you see you go through this process, and as long as cooler heads prevail and we gain a better understanding of what each party desires, you can usually reach a successful conclusion, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, every year there are new challenges that come up. And, you know, given what happened in New Orleans during the Sugar Bowl, you know, certainly city agencies are a little apprehensive to issue permits in the name of safety. I haven't seen this type of engagement from some of our city agencies in a long time. You know, maybe that's a good thing. But anyway, you know, yeah, we negotiate with neighborhood groups every year. And at the end of the day, you know, they benefit. One in particular has been one of our fundraising partners for a long time. So I think that that was something that, you know, the council member had to understand as well.
Certainly. So for those in the audience that are not familiar with Mid-City Bayou Boogaloo, if you would kind of describe it for them.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, you know, Bayou St. John is a cultural and historical significant waterway in the history of New Orleans. And, you know, our organization tries to highlight that and advocate for its significance. And at the end of the day, I'm hoping that one day that, you know, there's some funding to revitalize, you know, the bulkhead that was built during the works era. You know, the infrastructure on Bayou St. John is crumbling. And, you know, we're the organization that's talking about that. So, you know, that's the most important thing that we want people to understand is that, you know, this is a significant body of water. And we want people to understand the history of it. So the Mid-City Bayou Boogaloo is really a vehicle to talk about the history and significance of this waterway and to do it in a fun way. You know, we came out of the devastation of Hurricane Katrina when this neighborhood was really devastated. And, you know, we feel like this event, you know, brought a lot of encouragement to the neighbors in the neighborhood. So, you know, Mid-City Bayou Boogaloo is a combination of art, food, music, and community where people come together, neighbors, musicians, artists, and community members to have a good time and enjoy where we live, which is a real unique setting. It's a, you know, it's a bayou in an urban environment, but with the only festival that takes place on a waterway where you can get in a canoe or a kayak and enjoy the sounds and smells of New Orleans.
So speaking of sounds, who is performing this year at the Boogaloo?
We have a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, Mr. Leo Nocentelli of the original Meters. Everybody's familiar with the Meters music. We have Big Frida's Gospel Revival. Big Frida just put out a gospel album. Big Frida comes from the church, so it's a real unique sound that I think people are going to certainly appreciate. You know, people understand Big Frida from the bounce music, but I think it's real interesting to understand where Frida comes from. So this is a unique performance that I think people are going to really enjoy. We also have a couple of unique local cover bands. Honey Island Swamp Band is doing a rendition of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. And we have Alexis Marceau, a local artist, that's doing a rendition of Alanis Morissette. So we have John Papagrove Funk. We have Trombone Shorty's older brother, Mr. James Andrews, and the Crescent City All-Stars. So it's a unique lineup of different genres of music, blues, funk, R&B, jazz, soul, you know, something for everybody to appreciate.
Those are some very interesting genres that these bands are playing. That's not their typical genre of music, right?
Yeah, we like to do something a little different. I mean, look, coming 2 weeks after Jazz Fest, right, a lot of these groups are performing at Jazz Fest, French Quarter Fest, and it makes it challenging to book something that they've already seen, right, over the last couple of weeks. So we always try to make something a little bit different than what you might see over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. So anything different about this year's Boogaloo?
Well, as you probably heard, we decreased the footprint of the festival for a number of reasons, one being economic and two just being some input from the neighborhoods. The former being the most important. It's a really tough tough business, the outdoor festival business. So we made some changes, and it's allowing us to focus on quality over quantity. So we're doing some art installations. We're going to deploy some shade structures. It's a very hot time of year, obviously, and we want to try to improve the ability to get people out earlier in the day when the sun is hot. And, you know, that's probably the most important things. We have a crawfish eating contest on Saturday. Super unique event. We had a preliminary round a couple of weeks ago. You have the final round this Saturday at 1 p.m. If you haven't seen this before, it's super interesting to watch people go at it, you know, in a timed environment to eat as many crawfish as possible. So I always find that that's a unique experience. We also have comedy and cabaret. So a couple of years ago, we introduced comedy to the festival. And that has grown in our tent environment, so you can get out of the shade. And, yeah, that's about it.
You know, I love what y'all do because you always change it up a little bit every year. You've stayed really current with a lot of our local talent here and giving them an opportunity to show what they have. And some folks, I think, have moved on from Bayou Boogaloo and really, really kind of, you know, made a name for themselves, right?
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. We take a lot of pride in finding up-and-coming talent. I can tell you there's a couple of groups that, you know, in the early days played for us when they were nobody, and now, like, we can't afford them any longer. So that's always a humbling experience that, you know, the revivalists, Tank and the Bangas, you know. And so these guys, you know, were up-and-comers, and we found them. And maybe we gave them a shot before Jazz Fest did. And, you know, as they grow and receive Grammy Awards, you know, it gets a lot harder to book them because they're in such high demand. But, yeah, it's always nice to see those guys having success on the national and international scene.
Now, if folks want tickets, they can go to www.thebayouboogaloo.com, right? And there's a whole host of different packages that y'all and kids under 12 attend free of charge.
That's right. Thank you so much for mentioning that. Yes, you can go to the website. If you just Google Bayou Boogaloo, you certainly will find it. We have weekend passes, daily passes. We have a VIP experience called the Canopy Club. And, yeah, kids under 12 years old, always free for us.
Jared Zeller, thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate your time. Best of luck this weekend. I'll say my novenas for the weather. Because it's a big, as we all know, with outdoor festivals, it's a big deal if the weather cooperates.
Newell, I really appreciate you saying that. So far, it looks good. It will be hot. Wear sunscreen, drink plenty of water. But it's a real unique experience on the waterway. So you can get in a canoe or kayak and enjoy it and cool off a bit. There's always a breeze from Lake Pontchartrain coming up by St. John.
Absolutely. We'll try to get out there this weekend as well. Jared Zeller, founder and producer, 18th annual Mid-City Bayou Boogaloo Festival, folks. It goes on Friday the 16th, the 17th, and Sunday the 18th. So get on out there at Bayou St. John. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It was a crazy weekend, in a good way, for sure. LSU ends up beating Arkansas twice. Friday night's game, crazy. Saturday's game, they just absolutely destroyed them. They end up 10-run ruling them. And they lost on Sunday. And the head coach gets kicked out of the game. I mean, it was wild. But this morning, we wake up to learn that the LSU Fighting Tigers are the number one college baseball team in the country. They were awarded the top spot in D1 baseball, perfect game in Baseball America's weekly polls this morning. After this weekend, they have one more series at South Carolina. The former LSU coach is coaching there, so that would be an interesting way to end the season on the road. And they... you know, congratulations to the LSU baseball team and the fans. I mean, the place was packed. Even Mother's Day, packed. I mean, it was great, exciting baseball. LSU fans brought it. You know, it was on national TV. I mean, it was a great event throughout the weekend. Congratulations to the LSU Fighting Tigers baseball team, number one in the country. You know, it's been interesting when you look at all of the teams, almost all, I think the top five are from the South. You got Florida State at number two, Florida State at number two, Texas number three, North Carolina's number four, and then Oregon is an exception, number five. You know, it's and then the SEC has all kinds of teams in the top 15 baseball programs, you know, ranked there. So it's going to be a crazy baseball season going through the regionals and hopefully working their way to Omaha this year. We shall see. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we will visit with Andrew Gillen, research fellow at the Cato Institute Center for Educational Freedom. We'll talk about the U.S. Department of Education resuming its efforts to collect on defaulted federal student loans. And in the back half of that hour, we'll visit with Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer. We'll talk about the 2025 rookie minicamp, and we'll also talk about Derek Carr and his announcement of his retirement from the NFL and the financial conditions that flow from that for the New Orleans Saints. So stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Newell on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.